The opioid epidemic continues to affect thousands of families across North Carolina, and hospital emergency departments are struggling to keep up. Jason DeBruin went inside an ER to learn how hospital directors are managing the epidemic.
Here at Wake Med in Raleigh, the emergency department stays busy around the clock. More than ever, it's not just chest pain or trouble breathing that brings people in. As the opioid epidemic tears through Middle America, ERs are seeing more patients who overdose. In just the past 5 years, emergency visits that include a substance abuse diagnosis have nearly doubled. That's according to data from the North Carolina Hospital Association. Graham Snyder oversees the Wake Med emergency department. As eye-popping as the raw numbers are, he says they don't even capture the full impact.
We see so many people who are there from the direct consequence of the drug, from the disease that causes the drug, from the behavior that drives the need for the drug, or from accidents that happen while on the drugs.
One thing that always comes up when discussing the opioid epidemic is just how many people have been affected.
It is every race, every age group, from rich to poor. These aren't criminals who are out to get high. These are people who probably went to their doctor and said, hey, something hurts, got a prescription, and you know what? It made them feel better.
This epidemic has hit every socioeconomic class and every pocket of North Carolina. Christian Lawson oversees emergency medicine for UNC Healthcare.
Many of these patients arrive at our front door. Their family members bring them in a car. Their friends bring them in a car. Sometimes they are pushed out of the car and the car leaves, and we have to go out and pick those patients up, put them in a gurney, and then respond to the life-threatening emergency.
Overcrowding resulted in part from lack of better care outside the hospital. Many patients with an opioid addiction also suffer from mental health disorders, says Julia Wacker. She's the vice president of community and behavioral health at the North Carolina Hospital Association. Hospitals aren't the right venue for mental health treatment, but struggle to find the right place to send patients.
And as a result, those patients are waiting in emergency departments. An average of about 3 days for a community hospital inpatient bed, an average of about 5 days for a state hospital bed. Some patients are waiting over weeks and even months.
Months in an emergency room, largely because communities, especially in rural areas, don't have the right kind of care facilities.
When we have a third of counties that don't even have a psychiatrist in the county, it's very challenging to be able to appropriately serve and treat these patients in the ED setting.
And that means hospitals act more like hotels than medical facilities.
For the most part, they're literally boarding. I hate that term because that's the term we use for when we need to put our animals somewhere when we go on vacation. And clearly these individuals are not animals. They're patients that need care just like anyone else.
Wacker and others want to encourage policymakers to focus on solutions that include more attention to long-term mental health care. But addressing the larger issues requires more funding, which has long eluded advocacy groups. Equally troubling is that the problem doesn't seem to be slowing down, says Lawson.
It takes an army like what we have formed now to address the issue before you begin to see a decrease. It took a long time to get here, and it's going to take even longer to turn it around.
Heroin has become cheap and easy to find, putting many more in ever greater danger of overdosing. Until these trends reverse, more people will come to emergency departments with opioid-related problems, and ED directors will do their best to help. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.